good afternoon. Today is a Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right. The Giants are still alive. Thursday, October the 2nd, 272nd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey.
How are you doing?
Why are you massaging your watch? It's not going to go any
faster. It's time to go home, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a beautiful day out
there. Show's over. Got to go.
Yeah, it's a nice day. What am I doing in here?
I ask myself that, too.
Yeah, I bet you do.
But I guess we both have this overwhelming compulsion to share.
Yes.
With the community.
Yes.
This is our penance.
There you go. I'm ready.
Yeah, okay, fine. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time about, cops and robbers. We'll get an update on what Mike and the gang have been doing lately, and we'll talk a little bit about some of the impacts of the City of Eureka ordinance with the shopping carts and some of their efforts with homelessness, what that means out into the county areas.
Good.
We'll talk about it when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mike Downey. But before we do our quote this afternoon, I got a Jerry Garcia, and I've got an Ann Landers.
I'll go with Jerry.
Okay. You kind of look like a rock and roll dude.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. You weren't out on Clam Beach, were you, a couple years ago?
No.
Okay. South Spit?
No, never.
Okay. Do you realize that almost makes the sound old?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't bring it up again.
Oh, geez, more local history. Quote, you ain't going to learn what you don't want to know.
There you go.
Yeah.
I live by that.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand you trained to that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's been going on? Looking at cops and robbers, it seems like you guys now are into the field of big-time wrestling. Congratulations,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Dental hygiene.
Yes.
Okay, another area, as well as ballistics and some of the other
pedestrian things. Right.
A little bit of experimentation in the chemistry lab and the botany department
and on
the campus, too. Kind of been a well-rounded week for you so far.
Business as normal. It's been a busy week. We've been called all over the county on different things, from a deputy being involved in a fairly high risk confrontation with wrestling and that type of thing to a shooting out in the eastern part of the county just a couple days ago. So luckily no one was killed in that incident, but we've been pretty busy. Marijuana related on the shooting incident.
What a stunner!
Yeah, somewhat. So we've been pretty busy. We're still working on that last incident. So detectives are running pretty heavy on that.
So you don't want to talk about that one? I understand.
Well, in generality, sure. It's
harvest season. What a stunner!
Yes. Yeah.
We certainly have gotten a lot of the. How do we politely compartmentalize these people coming into the area, sitting around begging, just kind of being a pain in the posterior, nuisance to you guys. I heard a great line. Bill Doberstein was on Tuesday. said, oh, they're here to work in the Humboldt County Vineyards. That's what they told me.
You could call it that, I guess.
His guys, sure. Yeah. And I thought, yeah. Oh, okay, that's kind of colloquial, but it works. Do these kids, pejorative, okay, but a general term, do they cause problems when they come into town looking for these jobs and doing the trimming in the marijuana industry, or do they just kind of sit around for a while and then go home?
Yeah, generally, no, they don't. They're here to make money like many of the others that pass through and get into that industry. The trimmers, you know, the interesting thing about it is many growers in the area, unless they are the transient growers, they like to have their regulars come back and trim because they can trust them. They know who they are. They've worked for them in the past. It's very hard for them to go in and just hire someone off the street to come trim for them that they've never worked with before, because there's always that possibility of a ripoff or some kind of other issue, you know, taking them to where your operation is at and having someone else find out about it. There's that.
Is it a difficult job?
It's time consuming, you know. I mean, from what I've seen. I've never done it, obviously, but it's
you talk to people who have.
Sure.
I mean, I look at it, and I would not have a clue.
Well, there's definitely a technique to it. The more you can trim in an hour than someone else, you know, the more you can make putting out the product. So there's a technique to it, obviously, that they learn and that they're able to hone those skills, so to speak, and utilize them. But again, many of these folks, and you'll see them especially down the southern part of the county, that come through looking for jobs, and there are no jobs because no one's hiring them.
Will you guys change your method of operation, I guess, this time of the year, Mike? A couple more car stops if somebody's driving a little bit quick, you know, instead of the 5 mile buffer, maybe you give them a 2 mile an hour buffer, or if it, yeah, just something you kind of, and try to stop and just do more spot checking as the product is starting to move into the distribution channels?
Yeah, you know, it depends. Again, it depends upon the violator, if they're driving erratically or violating, the California Vehicle Code regulations, which would give us PC for a stop. At that point, it depends upon the perception and observations of the officer whether there is another crime being committed also. So I wouldn't say there's an increase in our activity, but there are more people on the road, transporting more product throughout Humboldt County and throughout the state. I think you'll see it's really interesting to find folks that are transporting large quantities of packaged marijuana that are driving 20, 30 miles over the speed limit. It's like a neon sign, please come stop me.
I think it goes along with the IQ that's found in a lot of the elements in that industry. Is that nice?
Well, you said it. I'm it's your show.
Yeah. You didn't stop me, though. It's 3:19.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon. You're really in love with that watch, man. It is a nice-looking watch.
It's kind of hanging there.
Mike Downey is alongside today. Mike, the harvest season does certainly present certain opportunities, certain challenges.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a little bit about the visitor coming into the area and some of those challenges. What about the confrontations? I mean, I know that there's an emboldened attitude. I know that there's the plantation grows and the big old greenhouse grows. Do you guys still lock up with people the way you did in the old days?
Well, you know, right now is probably the most sensitive time of the year because the crop is very valuable right now. you know, people are starting to, especially with the rain we had last week, are starting to you know, harvest their plants and get them ready to dry, or drying them, in the process of drying them and getting ready to go through the rest of the manufacturing process. So right now the plants are very valuable, and you know, there has always been a fear in growers, in the growers' realm world, as long as I can remember, of ripoffs happening this time of year. People coming in and being opportunistic and taking property of someone else's, believe it or not. And so that always is a heightened sense of awareness on those in the hills that are involved in this industry. And so with a valuable commodity such as the in the marijuana industry, then there comes the opportunity and the willingness to protect that commodity and not let someone else take off with it, so to speak.
We also have the hunting season going on now. Yeah. You hear periodically of guys that are just running ridges and running canyons trying to hunt whatever it is that they're trying to hunt, stumbling upon.
Right.
Sometimes there are guns involved being pointed at people, and sometimes you just stumble on. Is there anything other than the urban legend about hunters stumbling into or stumbling across marijuana grows and either being shot or threatened or shot at, it chased off, that kind of stuff?
Well, surely that's happened. It happens occasionally. In fact, I just had someone call me last week about hunting on their own property and finding what they thought was maybe 20 marijuana plants. My investigators went out there and they pulled well over 200. So, you know, someone that's has a vast enough piece of property, or a property that they don't regularly, you know, go through and check, you know, there's people that come on and they'll grow on someone else's property, and by happenstance, when someone's hunting or surveying their property or, you know, whatever they're doing, they stumble upon it. You know, the biggest thing is if you stumble upon something like that, you know, back out slowly and you know, report it if that's what you feel you need to do, is make a report so that we can deal with it. But you definitely don't want to put yourself in that situation, stumbling onto someone else's marijuana.
Bringing out the lawnmower probably isn't the best move.
Not a good idea. You know, it's funny. You know, years ago there was the stories of they call them the pot pirates. Then they come out and they'd run through some of these fields with machetes and cut the buds off the plants, and someone would be behind them picking them up as they ran through because they had to get in and out very quickly. And so there's stories of that, the legends, the stories from years ago, and during all the preceding years of that type of thing happening.
How much has that changed with the gentrification, commercialization, whatever the terminology is, the criminalization or the crime syndicates getting involved with the grows in our area? Is October that critical a time of the year anymore?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you bring up an interesting point, because many of the growers now have gone to a more secure method of cultivation where they actually set up large greenhouses and have a little bit more sense of security for their commodity, so to speak. So set up these greenhouses, it's harder, it's easier to protect the greenhouse. You know, someone's not as easily going to approach it and make off with any of your profits. And also it's somewhat more of concealment from law enforcement and that type of thing. It's the ones that have, you know, four or five or six greenhouses on a flat you have illegal grading, illegal drawing of water from the local stream beds, illegal logging. You know, those are the things that heighten the awareness of law enforcement, and not only the sheriff's office, but you've got Fish and Wildlife, you've got other county agencies that deal with illegal grading and that type of thing. Those are all things that they're looking for, or we're looking for also, in violations that deal with land use issues.
What's the biggest concern you have for the next 5 or 6 weeks?
Oh, 5 or 6 weeks. You know, now things are starting to wind down a little bit. The biggest thing now is people moving large amounts of marijuana to indoor operations to dry, because you know, we've had, like say last week, we had rain that kind of starts that clock moving. There's more rain probably in the next few weeks that we'll have. So people are, if they haven't already, are starting to pull their plants in. Some will leave them out a little bit longer to gather as much growing cycle that they can. But we're definitely entering into the harvest season pretty heavily.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey. Mike, one of the interesting things that we've seen over the last couple of weeks is the city of Eureka is putting into play
mm-hmm.
their game plan against the predatory segments of the homeless,
right,
in Eureka. Things are starting to change. I understand that Fields Landing is now being impacted, and there's some folks that haven't been down there in the past. King Salmon, yeah, I'm sure you're more aware of that than most of us. We're seeing things out here in Myrtle Town that we have not seen. I go back to 1960, so let's say 50 years worth. Cut me some slack, man. I've never seen shopping carts being pushed on Hubbard Lane. Never. Or on Myrtle Avenue. Never. Now it's not that uncommon. Along Hospital Row, we're seeing things now like that have never been in this area. So obviously there's some success
mm-hmm.
from the city of Eureka's
right.
definition. Are you ready for Eureka's success?
Well, We the county has been impacted a lot longer than the city has with this issue. I can remember dealing with this issue in Southern Humboldt 20 years ago. There was a bigger push to try and deal with it and to see if we can come to some resolution in the more highly populated areas of the county. So obviously Eureka, Fortuna have seen an increase. There is some impact to the county behind Bayshore Mall, the Huxari Trail back there, where they
were. That's where the dog bites were.
Right, and they've cleaned up a lot of that, and there were some complaints of it pushing it up Elk River Road, there by the interchange.
Out towards Westgate and that in Ridgewood and that part.
Right. Well, actually, just on the other side of the highway from the old rendering plant. Yeah.
And yeah, we saw a couple of, because I get a different vantage in the truck, blue tarps stretched out. I didn't realize they sold them that big. Down in the little place there where the on-ramp is. So, yeah, there's movement afoot, so to speak.
Right.
But do you have the tools that Mills and the EPD have got to be able to, not necessarily counter, but to continue the uncomfortableness and have folks continue to move on?
It's much, much, much more difficult for us. The county of Humboldt is about 3,700 square miles. And within that is the city of Eureka, which is much, much smaller than that, obviously. So they have a higher increase or a higher percentage of officers per square mile, obviously, than we do. We have to do the best we can to keep these areas as clear as we can. We had some complaints about that area we were just talking about. Every other week now I have actually a whole patrol shift that I can dedicate to special projects. And I had some deputies go down in there, I think last week, to check that area out. And they found very little going on in that area we just spoke about off of Elk River there. But doesn't mean it's not being pushed out to other parts of the county. Don't get me wrong, it probably is. Again, we have to identify those areas based upon citizens' complaints or concerns, and then deal with it.
So you want to hear people if they're seeing things in their neighborhood and stuff, that's an okay phone call to make to you?
Right. If there's issues, especially if they're causing issues in their communities and in neighborhoods, you know, we need to know about it because if it's left unattended, other things could happen that we don't want to see happen. We want to know if there's an increase of burglaries or petty thefts in the area, vagrants in the area, you know, that type of thing. So we want to know if there are issues associated with that so that we can deal with it. I'd much rather deal with it on this end than having to deal with it on the other end when it becomes more violent or more predatory, so to speak. So we definitely want to stay on top of that. But again, it's based upon my staffing levels, which are low right now. We are at all-time low as far as the number of people I can field at one time. And so we're working on that issue to try and find different schedules that match the needs of the community. And we've just made a major adjustment here in the last month. We're actually now able to put more people out at night than we had been in the last 6 months based on a manipulation of the schedule, our patrol schedule. So we're asking our deputies to buy into that, which many of them have. So it's an ever-changing issue. When I was a patrol deputy, you know, years ago, we knew exactly what our patrol schedule always was because it never changed. It was always constant. We had the same number of people, and we always knew that we were working. There were three shifts, and this was the length of those shifts. Well, now we're continually changing, going from a 12-hour shift to a 10-hour shift, trying to find the one that works the best for the community. But that puts a burden on my deputies because then they're having to adjust their lives to try and fit into that schedule.
Well, what about, you alluded to Garberville in Southern Humboldt. Let's say there's a situation and they're involved and somebody goes stupid and there's an arrest. Do they have to drive that individual all the way into Eureka?
Well, if I have enough people on duty up here in Eureka, then they'll try and meet them halfway, and they'll transfer that individual into another car, and then that individual will be brought the rest of the way up. There was a time when I was a sergeant down in Garberville, and I was the commander for that station. I actually had a correctional officer stationed there at night who could actually book through the Garberville station and then transport himself if the person needed to be transported. That helped quite a bit, but through reductions in force and budget cuts, you know, those we had one actually in Willow Creek also, but we've had to pull those people back in. Those positions no longer exist, and so it puts more burden on my deputies. You figure if someone makes an arrest in Garberville and has to process the paperwork and associated with it and then bring them all the way to jail, go through the process there and drive back, you're taking someone out of the field from anywhere from 2 to 4 hours. So that's a big impact.
Is that a priority to bring those positions back?
It would be nice. And I have many. I have other positions that are just as important, if not more important. So it depends on the future and how revenues go. You know, we keep hearing it. Revenues within the state are better and more robust, and that things are looking better on the state side. Some counties are actually reporting, some of the bigger counties are actually reporting that their revenues have gone up. Humboldt County is slow to respond to that.
Well, you got to have things going on in order to have sales, right?
Yeah, that's part of it.
KINS, News and Information Time, is 343. We'll be back with more from Mike Downey.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 3:47. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mike Downey. Mike, some of the different challenges that are out there certainly are cultural in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are inertia-driven. when you look at some of the challenges you guys are dealing with all the time, whether it's this 19-year-old kid making a run at one of your guys and biting him, come on. You know, I mean, even if you're looped, you really think that that's going to be a way to get away from two guys is biting your way through? Yeah, where does some of that cultural stuff come into play, or doesn't?
Well, you know, you got to look at the individual, too. Some of it is obviously drug-induced also, you know, or alcohol-induced behavior.
Yeah, something's edging them on.
Right,
yeah.
Something's edging them on. I think a lot of it has to do with the way things are on the national level, too. I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty out there as to the future, you know, economically, especially here at home economically. You know, there's not a lot of prospect for a lot of growth here in Humboldt County, and I think that there are people that would like to have a you know, better paying job or ability to work or ability to do more with what they have, and a lot of that's diminished. So I think it there's a lot of frustration that builds up in people, and eventually that frustration comes out. I was in the correctional facility today, sat down and talked to a table of inmates who were just chatting, and one of them said, "Man, I'd love to be able to do some work projects in here. I have the willingness to work, and it's and they were just being stored here until we go to court or go to or we're sentenced or whatever. And is there any work projects we can do?" Well, you know, that equates to the outside too. I mean, there are people that want to work, want to be productive, and they don't have that ability to be as productive as they'd like to, and that lack of productivity comes out in different ways. It manifests itself in other actions, and I think that's part of the crime issue we have, is that people are looking for something and they're opportunistic, and you know that's kind of the way it goes.
So as soon as...
And I'm not a psychologist.
No. I'm thinking you've become an environmental advocate, and now we're into economic development.
Yeah.
I'm kind of giggling 35 years ago. Who would have thunk that was part of what law enforcement would even be involved with at all? And yet, like you said, those are critical components to a healthy community.
Right.
And we don't have them.
Yeah, and that's what we're looking for, is healthy communities. And you hit it right on the head. With that, we need to be able to have people that are content with what they're doing, like what they're doing, and be able to provide for their families and not have the pressures that we see today. And those pressures just continue to build.
Thanks for coming by.
You bet. Thank you.
We've been Talking Shop with Mike Downey. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.